Buckle up your seatbelts. We going for a ride. Hallelujah. Open up your Bible to Acts chapter 20. Verse 22. Verse 22. If it says, have it, I say amen.
Amen.
And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. So neither count I my life, oh God, dear unto myself. So that I might what? Finish my course.
Yeah.
With joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Amen.
And now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Paul is on his last leg of ministry going to and fro. He's about to be in prison. But he said, none of these things going to move me.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
I'm going to finish my course.
The
title of this message is Finish the Course. It's a prescribed course.
Yeah.
It's in an orderly fashion. We didn't make it up as we went along in life, but God had already called it into our lives that we may go after the leading of His Spirit so that we might walk in His path of righteousness.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
For His name's sake. In the prescribed path that He had put in an orderly arrangement. And see, you can't disturb this.
Come on now.
But you got to do accordingly as God has put in His word. It's our guide. It's our direction. It's our rule. It's the established rule. It's been established by God. Making everything else that is not according to the laws of His commandments invalidated.
All right.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Everything else is invalidated.
Come on now.
That means that my sickness is invalidated because Christ did already pay the price that I may be healed by His stripes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going through your trials and your troubles, but don't worry. Don't fret not. Christ said, don't fret not, for everything has been invalidated. But the word of God, glory to God, still has the power and the might to deliver you out of all of your problems and your circumstances. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul said, he said, and now behold, he's calling the attention of the people that was around him. Now behold, he's not talking about anybody else because you got to weather this storm by yourself. But I'm here to tell you, you're not alone in this thing. Glory to God. So don't take no thought for what you're in, what you're going to do, glory to God. Just lift up your hands and praise God. And when you praise Him, God said He will deliver you. You may be disabled physically. The Bible said we're troubled on every side, but yet we're not distressed. That's what Paul said. He said, none of these things move me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, now behold, I go bound in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Bound not only in the Spirit of God, but he's got his mind made up. Yeah. It's been firmly dissolved in his mind that nothing shall by any means stop him from going forth in this gospel and preaching the truth.
Jesus.
Don't let nothing stop you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let your sickness stop you. Don't let people talk about you stop you. Don't let your job that you lost stop you. Don't let your home that's closed down on you stop you. It's been firmly resolved in your mind. Glory to God. Your heart belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. The house you lost belongs to God. He can give you another one. He said, I'm bound in the spirit. Not only spirit of God, the supernatural power of God.
That's right.
In other words, he said, it's not by my power, by my might, but it's by the spirit of God. He said, I'm bound in that spirit. I can't do nothing else but do what I'm appointed to do. Glory to God. I can. You listen. You've been called to walk in this admonition of God. You've been called to walk in this lifestyle. You've been called to live in this lifestyle. You've been called to go through hell and high water. But the grace of God is sufficient.
Glory.
You ain't in this thing to get out of it. You ready to go through? To press on through.
Yes.
That's what Paul said. He said, behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Not knowing, in other words, they ain't based up on the condition. They ain't based up on your feelings. They ain't based up on your ideas. Hallelujah. He said, I don't know. I don't have any perception is what he's trying to tell them. He said, I can't perceive. I can't tell you what I see because I don't see anything. I don't know what's going to be there when I get there. But I know this one thing. When I get there, God is going to be there. And when the presence of the Lord is, everything else is obsolete.
Come on, preacher.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah. He said, I can't tell you that I'm going to take a chance. I'm not going to take no chances. Hallelujah. I'm going to be victorious in God. Don't go anywhere taking no chances. Go with Jesus Christ, glory to God. And when you go with him, you'll be victorious in what you do. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to God. He said, save the Holy Ghost. Or let me put it another way. He said, but only the giver bear witness to me in every city. Either the Holy Ghost tell you before you get there, or he wait till you get there to tell you. Hallelujah. It don't make any difference. He's still a deliverer. He's still Christ. He's still your Savior.
That's right. That's right.
He's still your keeper.
Yeah.
He's still a shield and buckler.
Yeah.
He's still your sword. Come on, we got it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Paul said, the Holy Ghost, he'll tell me about the bonds and the afflictions and that abide for me. Things are waiting on you. But don't try to figure them out. That's why Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow. It's waiting on you.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
You know what's coming.
If you're going to get sick tomorrow, it's waiting on you. You can't stop it. Glory to God. If you're going to fall down tomorrow, it's waiting on you.
Come on now.
But we're not living in tomorrow. We're living somewhere between the past and the present and the future. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. Forget about the past.
Say that.
Glory to God. And stand in this moment of life. Glory to God. And lift God up and praise him.
Yeah.
And he will come to your rescue every time. Come on and give us some praise.
Amen.
Paul said, I don't know what lies down. ain't trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
He didn't bring up his past. You know what he's talking about? He said, I don't bring my past up, what happened, you know, I was shipwrecked and all that other stuff. He said, I don't bring none of that up.
Yeah, amen.
I don't know anything about his future. But what I'm saying to you, Paul said, but none of these things move me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He said, none of them move me. In other words, none of these things that come to my mind that play up on my mental faculties. You know, that's what happens every day. Stuff that play up on your mind. You get up and you're in agony. You lay down in agony, Lord God. You pray all day. You still got to fight the battle, Lord God. You lift up Jesus and you still got to fight the battle. But if you look around, you're not yet distressed. You're not defeated, Lord God. You may be cast down, but you're not forsaken, Lord God. Why? Because you're always abiding in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will deliver you every time that you ask it in his name. Believe it. Come on in. Paul said, this thing that play up on my mind don't move me. It's all these reasonings that move up on my faculties of my mind, trying to give me a different motive and an antenna, my heart different, and all of these things interfering with my work and that I'm trying to do for Christ. He said, none of these things going to move me, Lord to God. He said, I don't care what happened, Lord to God. Sickness can't move me. Death can't move me. I don't care what I face, Lord to God. Perilous times can't move me. That which I don't know nothing about yet can't move me. He said, I'm not thinking about this. But he got his mind stayed on Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. And that's the one that got him out of the shipwreck. That's the one that got him out of everything that he went through, Lord to God. That's the one that delivered Joseph. That's the one that delivered David. That's the one that delivered all. That's rejoicing when you're able to do those kinds of things. You need to thank God. Hallelujah. Don't take it lightly, glory to God, because you were able to blow your nose, glory to God. Some people can't blow it, glory to God. Don't take it lightly when your kidneys is working right. Some people got to wear a band. Don't take it lightly when your bowels are moving, glory to God. People are wearing bands. You got to lift them up. Don't let these things move you. Paul said, I'm going to continue. I ain't going to avenge nobody. I'm just going to do the work of God. He said, I'm going to continue. I'm not going to let anything delay me. I'm not going to let anything hinder me. Paul said, I'm not going to hook up. I'm going to work, glory to God. Oh, you're not in this thing to hook up. Glory to God, what I'm talking about. You're not in this thing to look good. Hallelujah. It's all right, we dress good. That's good enough, glory to God. But is your heart right? Is your soul right? That's what belongs to God.
Thank you.
He should say that the Holy Ghost, one that always unction you and tell you about stuff, reveal the living word unto you. Not that word that play up on your mental faculties, but the living word he reveals. Because that's the life that we're in, glory to God. That other life that plays up on your mental faculty is dead, glory to God. It got a sentence on your life. But Jesus came for and he delivered and lifted the sentence off our life so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. That's why you got to lift him up and praise him every day when you wake up, glory to God. That's a blessing, glory to God. When you lay down, that's his blessing, glory to God. When you sit at your dinner table, that's his blessing, glory to God. glory to God. When you go to your job, that's his blessing. The clothes you put on is his blessing. Glory to God. That's what Paul said. None of these things are going to move me.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Paul said, neither count out my life dear or precious unto myself. It's because you're an elder, don't count it precious. It's just a title. If you're a preacher, don't count it precious. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said, I myself, he's full of resolve in his mind that it ain't about him being an apostle. It's about the Christ that raised him up and called him to be an apostle. Yeah. It's not about the preaching, but it's about Christ that called you to preach. It's not about the eldership that you're here. It's the Christ that calls you to be an elder. Yeah. It's not the earth of glory to God, but it's the Christ that called you to be an earth of glory to God. Yeah. It's not your family. Paul said, my family, whatever they do, nothing is going to move me, glory to God. I want to keep on keeping on for Christ Jesus. Come on and give us a prayer. Hallelujah. He said, I don't count my life dear unto myself.
That's right.
He said that. I like the next thing he gonna say. He said, I don't count it precious. I don't let those things get in my way. Mm-hmm. Why? He said, so that I can finish my course. Yeah. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm gonna finish my course. So that I can finish my course. Yeah. In other words, what he's talking about, he's not talking about a race track, glory to God. He said, I'm going to finish my course. What he's talking about is, I'm going to finish my life. I'm going to finish my life. That life that's in you and I, that's the life that we got to finish. It's in a holy fashion. It's prescribed. You can't change, glory to God, but you can finish under the power and the mighty God. Come on and give us some praise. So I can finish my life with joy.
Amen.
I like this, glory to God. And guess what he's talking about? When you smile, that's joy. Hallelujah. When you smile, that's cheerfulness, glory to God. God didn't raise us up to be, have no hung down head. And our face got about 500 wrinkles in it, glory to God. He didn't raise us up to do that. He raised us up to smile. You ever notice when you smile, all those wrinkles you got disappear? Why? Because that's the joy of the Lord. And that's the cheerfulness, glory to God. That he had put up on you, glory. See, God got it all in order, fashion. But it is prescribed that way, glory to God. So don't change it. Just lift him up and praise it. And give him the glory. Every time I preach, it's happening, but it ain't gonna move me.
Amen.
I don't like it.
Amen.
But I'm gonna press through.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God didn't say nothing about us liking this life.
Come on.
He said, let's press on through in my name. That's why the scripture says I can do all things through Christ.
That's right.
Yeah. Glory to God. You don't have to like this life. I don't like it. But I love it.
Yes.
Because I got the greatest love. Yes. And I know what he's doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you hook up with him, you got the right hookup. Glory to God. God will take you through your trials, your circumstances, your situation. Glory to God. It doesn't make any difference. Glory to God. Listen, you got to finish this course. You got to finish this life. Sickness don't have anything to do with it.
Right.
If it's not your time to finish, guess what? You ain't going to finish. You ain't going to finish. This was 10 years yet to be passed in Paul's life before some of these things would come up on him. But he said, I don't know that future. I don't have no perception of that. He said, I'm just going on. Hallelujah. And finish my life.
Yes.
Glory to God. You can't worry about what gets in your way. The Bible said, when you done all you can do, stand and watch the one that can help you finish this life. Because it belongs to him. And his name is Jesus. Glory to God. The one who paved the way. I'm talking about paved the way, glory to God. He came down from the Father, came down on earth, glory to God. He walked among us, glory to God. He ate with us, he sat with us, he talked with us, he prayed with us, glory to God. He teached the word to us. He heard from the Father, and he gave it unto us, glory to God. He prayed in the garden, glory to God. He came out of the garden, glory to God. He walked to Calvary with not saying a word, glory to God. And when he got there, he put him on cross and raised the cross up, but he said not a word. But in the end, when he had finished his course, he said, Father, it's finished. Amen. Oh, God. Yeah. That's the life we got to finish.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. He said, finish my course with joy and ministry. Which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I'm going to read that one more time. It said the gospel of the grace of God. I'm going to read it one more time. The gospel of the grace, Jesus of God, the Father, who sent that grace unto us. Hallelujah. That grace. Let me tell you about this grace. This is what we're preaching. This grace that is after the resurrection. That's the grace I'm talking about. Glory to God. Jesus preached it before the resurrection. And they heard and they listened. Glory to God. But you and I, we are preaching that God, the grace after the resurrection. In other words, we are witness to what he done. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost revealed unto us that we are his witness. We are called forth like Paul was called forth. Paul was prophesied to many times. Don't go into Jerusalem. Why? Because it wasn't the right time. Don't go ahead of God. Wait on the right season and the right moment in this life. Agabus came unto him and prophesied. He took his girdle off him and bound him. He said, the man that owned this girdle going to be delivered into the hand of the Gentile. Don't you know, glory to God, we don't have a girdle, but I have a girdle, glory to God. We are girded by our loins with the word of God, and we are going to be delivered. Hallelujah to the enemy, glory to God. To save them and to bring them out of that darkness into his marvelous light, just like you and I was brought out by that grace. This is the gospel that we're living, glory to God. This is the gospel that we are praying.
Amen.
Resurrection.
Yes.
That's why we are able, glory to God. You know what? We are the bread of life, glory to God. We are the witness of that bread of life, glory to God.
Yes.
Whosoever partake of this, whosoever partake of this bread shall never hunger, never thirst. But glory to God, when we witness, when we pray, and when we touch the lives of others, glory to God, we are telling them, whosoever partake of this bread shall never hunger, never thirst.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. The gospel of the grace, the good news after the resurrection. I couldn't tell nobody about it before Christ went to the cross. See, he had to finish the course first. When he finished the course, now I can talk. Great is he that's within me that he that is in the world. Great is he that's within you that is what's in the world. Glory to God. You can talk about him now. Why? Because you know his name. Why? Because the Holy Ghost reveals to you who he is. Glory to God. And you can talk about him. You can live him. Glory to God. You can walk in peace and joy in him. You can walk in your sickness in him. You can walk in anything that you have need of in Christ Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah.
Glory. glory.
Paul said, I know y'all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We're abiding in that kingdom. So hold on, stuff in that kingdom. Sickness, disease, hurt, pain. But who's the ruler? Glory to God, the ruler is the one. That's why we can live in the kingdom and abide in the kingdom. Glory to God. I don't know what's going to happen to me the next moment, but I know one thing, Christ is there. And when he's there, where the presence of the Lord is, that makes everything else invalidated. Glory to God. Nothing can stand against the word of God. Everything Christ took care of, glory to God. And everything he took to the cross, glory to God. And when he died and hung his head and rose again, he presented it unto the Father. That means that his course was finished, glory to God. His life was finished here on earth, glory to God. But he will reign forevermore. And he said, I go and pray a place for you, but I'm going to come again, glory to God. That means he's not going to come again and hook up with you, glory to God, and take you back, glory to God. So where you'll be where I am, you'll be also. Come on again. Remember, I'm closing. It says this in the book of Ecclesiastes. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Evil mean that wicked or injurious. Break it up, all that's good or desirable. Injurious to all others. If you don't keep the commandments of God, then what are you going to be keeper of?
Jesus. Say that.
Whatever you're a keeper of, that's what you're going to display. I don't know about you, but I like the joy of the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. I like to display the joy of the Lord. People ain't going to like that joy because they'll think you somebody, but I'm here to tell you are somebody. You the Christ, glory to God, in Christ Jesus. You're his child. You're his, the one son of God, the one who he raised up, called forth, glory to God, and sent us into this wicked world, those that are in it, so that we can deliver them and set them free. He sent us in this world to heal the sick and raise up the dead. He sent us into this world to preach this gospel of Christ. He sent us into this world, glory to God, to live holy and walk up right before him. Come on and give him some praise. Sent us so that we can bring forth fruits, meat for repentance. If people can't stand you because of your disposition, you need to check out your salvation.
Wow.
Are you telling people you're a Christian and you got a bad attitude or conduct? You need to go back to the altar. Leave that gift. Go back to the altar and tell Christ to forgive you. And then go back and pick up that gift that you told that person that you're a son of the Most High God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
You can't go before God unclean.
Come on now.
We've been washed in the blood.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I still make mistakes, but I'm washed in the blood. We still make mistakes, glory to God, but it's invalidated because Christ. Although we make mistakes, the word of God is still good. And it's counted unto us righteousness.
Yes. Say that. Amen.
So people can tell you, you messed up, you ain't no good. No, don't take that word of God. You're still a child of God.
That's right.
So it's been counted unto you righteousness.
That's right.
Glory to God. Come on and give it some praise.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Paul says, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. You know what I got? I got some blood in me. I think it's O positive or something like that. But I don't let that move me. I got some other blood. Another blood that's invisible.
Yeah.
But it's in their old positive blood.
That's right.
That's the blood that I go by.
Yeah.
I can't see it, but when I need it, it's there.
Right.
When I need to be washed, it's there.
Yeah.
When I need a healing or a cleansing, it's there.
Yeah.
Glory to God. It's in the blood. That life, that's the life that's in there that we got to finish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus couldn't die before the cross. He had to finish it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finish the course, my children. Even as I raised up others, and they finished. My servant Paul, my son Christ, they finished their course. They did not lie on what people said about them when the Pharisees came to accuse my son. He preached the gospel anyway. He raised the dead. He unstopped the deaf ears. They ridiculed him in his own hometown. Family members tried to stop him from preaching, but he let none of those things move him. My son, the apostle, I called for out of his own self and caused him to rock this race. He finished his course in Rome. He did not know what was going to meet him there, but he allowed me to go before him to make Ephesus successful his way. Even in the midst of trouble, he trusted me. By that, what he did before was washed away by that same blood. You may make a mistake. You may fall short. But the blood that washed Paul, it's that same blood that shall wash you, so that it makes you free. Free to preach this gospel. Free to walk. Free to pray. Free to lift up my mighty name. Go and finish your course, and ye shall be me at the end, saith the Lord.
Come on, give us some praise. Paul concluded, he said, preaching the kingdom of God, he said, you shall see my face no more. While the opportunity is before us, take the opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. If God give you a revelation today, he mean it for you to do it today. Glory to God, because tomorrow something else might happen. And tomorrow you might not even remember. I'm telling you something. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman, glory to God. If you don't hear it now, what makes you think you're going to hear it tomorrow? Matter of fact, he ain't going to come on the scene to tell you that revelation. He's going to give you some more instructions that might even be greater if you had one on the tank, glory to God. But don't make your test or don't make your course hard. It's not hard. You don't like it, but you can press on through.
Yeah.
That's the joy and the cheerfulness. Glory to God. I got a way out. I don't know about you, but I got a way out. I might not feel good, but I got a way out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's not the doctors. It's not the pills.
Yeah.
Pills just give you some more things that you got to get out of.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Let me quit messing with the doctors. Well, that's all they can do is give you some pills. Hallelujah. In other words, they're not only giving you a pill for a pain, but they're giving you some more added effects, side effects. They call them, glory to God. You got one pain, and sooner or later, you're going to have several more pains. Just what it says on the bottle or on that paper that they give you. That's why they're printing on the paper to back themselves up, glory to God, so you don't come back to them and say, Doctor, this did this to me. And he's going to say, did you read the script?
Right.
Jesus is going to come to you and say, did you read the script?
Oh, come on, God.
The one that I prescribed for you. Did you read it?
Jesus. Come on, now.
Glory to God. Did you seek my face? Did you knock on the door?
Yes.
This is the door.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Did you ask in my name? That's the prescribed way.
Yeah.
And the ordinary blessing that God has put it in. Come on, everybody, stand up and pray.
Glory to his name.
Come down front.